Oh, you know what it's time for?
What time? What is it?
Something I want to ask you, Rob.
Yeah.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, that Mars Attacks is the greatest movie.
Did you see Mars Attacks tonight?
It's the greatest movie since I've seen since.
And since we're talking about Hollywood and celluloid, we need to talk to our resident movie critic, the fellow of film. That would be Scott Barlow, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Mother Scratchers.
Hey, Scott. What's a Mother Scratcher?
I heard in a movie.
Okay. Well, Scott, there's something I got to ask you.
What?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Actually, I have.
What would those be?
Let's see here. I went and saw The English Patient.
Oh, that's a great date film, I heard.
Yeah, Hugh Grant's in that.
Hugh Grant's not in it. That guy's a punk. It's an outstanding movie. I can't say enough about it. You'll cry. You'll love it. You'll goo. It's unbelievable.
You'll goo?
You'll goo.
Is goo something you do when you go to a date movie?
Maybe after the date.
The English Patient is about 3 hours long, isn't it?
You get it? You know, after the date?
What? Hey, you know how long it takes people to make love, generally, as Americans?
15 minutes.
Including foreplay.
I heard that.
33.24.
I heard the most popular times around 10:34.
Yeah, you know how long women would like it to last, though?
How long?
12 minutes more, about 45 minutes instead of
33. Well, you know, you can... if anybody listening can give it a shot and, you know, try and drag it out a little longer.
Okay, Scott, you're the resident movie critic for this particular late-night talk show. Let's move on. What other good movies have you seen lately?
My middle finger gets tired.
Well, I saw Daylight.
Daylight? Is that movie with Sly?
Stallone in a sewer.
It's a Sly Stallone disaster epic.
Is it a disaster or is it an epic?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's a surprising bright spot in the ever-downward slope of Sly Stallone's career.
Give us the basic gist of this movie, or wait, can I guess? Crisis, girl in need, Stallone saves the day.
Stallone wet, his hot chick friends are wet too.
Stallone's chest is wet, see it ripple, ooh.
Nah, he's more of a regular Joe in this one, you know? He's sort of a regular guy, he's got a dark past, and he's got to redeem himself by saving a bunch of people who are trapped in some tunnel. And
are there any big giant mutant reptiles living in the sewer with him?
No.
Can you do any lines from the movie?
Let me think.
It's pretty wet down here.
Don't let it beat you.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, let's keep moving on. Scott, you're a movie critic. What other movies have you seen this week?
I saw Mother Night.
Mother Night? What's that? I've never heard of that.
Oh, that came out of this Kurt Vonnegut book.
Yeah, it's Nick Nolte is a American spy impersonating...
Howard Campbell Jr.
Yeah. And he, but then he's impersonating a Nazi, and then when the war ends, the government forgets all about him, and he's chased as a Nazi war criminal.
And he gets caught.
Oh, well, he I'm not going to give it away. He doesn't exactly get caught.
Oh, well, it's not like a suspenseful... The book is not suspenseful. The book, you know what's going to happen right away, but...
Well, I didn't read the book, but I loved the movie. It's a very good film.
Read the book. I read the book twice. It'll knock your socks off.
Well, go see the movie and tell me if it's any good.
Okay,
I haven't read the book, so I can't compare.
I saw the book in the bookstore the other day, and it was like, you know, re-released, and it had Nick Nolte dressed up like Howard Campbell Jr. I was like, wow, they're making a movie out of this. That's very cool.
It's a pretty good flick.
I want to go check it out. Nick Nolte's kind of got a downward spiral going on in his career too, doesn't he?
No, he's hitting the independent route. He's making some more grassroots.
Yeah, but you know, he doesn't make any small films.
This movie's a small movie.
Nothing that Nick Nolte's in is small, my friend.
Well, he's a very large personality.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
Does he do more than just grunt? I mean, those 48-hour movies, he's just
He was great in 48 Hours. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but he just grunted.
Yeah, but he's always good, but he makes a lot of bad choices. The last few movies he made suck.
Now, he played Jefferson? What the hell was that?
What?
When he played Thomas Jefferson?
I didn't see that. Was it great?
These rights are inalienable.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
We're talking to Scott Barlow, the resident movie critic. The movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Scott, what other good movies have you seen? And then Rob and I are going to tell you about a movie we saw on the way to tonight's program.
Could be the movie of the 90s. It raised the bar.
Well, I'm going to wrap it up quick here because I got a few more.
Okay.
I saw Flirt down at the movies.
Flirt is by that avant-garde director. What's his name?
Hal Hartley.
Who is Hal Hartley?
He's an avant-garde director.
His first few movies were outstanding. The movie called Trust and a movie called The Unbelievable Truth. This movie, however, is really awful, and I would not recommend seeing it.
You say skip Flirt?
Skip it. Avoid it at all costs. It's so boring, I nearly fell asleep.
Well, what's it about?
It's the same story told three different ways, and when I say it's the same story, I mean it's the exact same story. So you hear the same lines three different times in three different ways, but nothing's different. And there's no point to it, and it's incredibly dull.
Okay, move on.
Trees Lounge, I saw at the Esquire, directed by Steve Buscemi, written by Steve Buscemi.
Oh, that was supposed to be a good one, a kind of a gangster movie.
Well, no, I was expecting a comedy, but it's actually a very depressing movie about a bunch of drunks living in a small town. And it's a pretty good movie, but it's very depressing, and don't go if you think it's going to be funny.
Okay, what else?
I saw, unfortunately, and don't laugh at me, guys, please. I saw Jingle All the Way.
Hey, Arnold is in that. You got any lines from the movie?
What was it?
I mean, does Arnold ever go, ho, ho, ho?
He says some wacky stuff, but the movie sucks so bad it wouldn't even be funny to repeat.
Does Arnold get to kill anybody?
No, I mean, I like Arnold, so I went and saw it, but it's a kid's movie, but it's not even a good kid's movie. It's just idiotic.
Yeah.
And on video, go rent Patton. Go rent, let's see.
That goes without saying there, Scott Barlow.
The Last Supper. And I think that's it.
Well, Scott Barlow, on the way to the show tonight, Chris and Rob went to see a preview of the new movie, Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks.
Jack Nicholson is the president of the United States of America.
Was it good or not?
Rob had a very good observation after we saw the movie. He commented that as silly as Mars Attacks is, it's no more sillier than Independence Day, which took itself way too seriously.
No more sillier?
That's Chris's grammar. I said it a lot more eloquently. There's no bad joke that they won't go for. There's no obvious joke they'll miss. The jokes fly fast and furious. Not all of them are funny, but a lot of them are funny. And there are just some scenes that are just... I mean, just the look of the scenes. It's very brightly colored. And then just some of the scenes, like Jim Brown punching an alien. Just, I couldn't breathe.
Well, I mean, isn't a satire of 50s science fiction movies kind of...
It's also a satire of Independence Day and our current White House.
Ah. Well,
yeah, I mean, it takes...
I'll have to catch it.
It takes pokes at everything, and it usually hits the target, and it's great. Now, heck, I'd probably go see it again.
Is Nicholson good?
Nicholson's good. He's in two or three... Chris saw him in three different roles. I saw him in two, so he may be in there like five or six times.
Wait, is Tom Jones good?
Tom Jones is unbelievable. His accent is so thick, you can barely understand him, but he's great.
Does it look like it cost $70 million?
Yes. I couldn't believe, because I didn't know Tim Burton made those big, giant budget things except for Batman. But this thing looked, it doesn't look, I mean, Independence Day looked a lot better, like as far as blown up cities and stuff. But even now, you could tell they did that on a computer, they did that in miniatures. And this one looks pretty good.
Well, you guys saw it for free, I'm sure. Is it worth $7?
Yeah, I would pay it.
It's worth $14. Take a date.
All right.
Okay, we've been talking to Scott Barlow with tonight's segment of Seen Any Good Movies Lately? Film critiques on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Scott, I'd like to leave you with a little bad news from Hollywood.
What's that?
It's actually from Buffalo, New York. Jerry Lewis, Hollywood legend. As you know, he's currently starring in the Broadway production of Damn Yankees.
I heard that.
You gotta have heart.
Hey, can I describe the suit when you get to it?
Yeah. Well, I guess Jerry Lewis has a suit that he wears. He plays the devil in Damn Yankees, and the suit looks a little bit like this.
The suit that was stolen from Jerry Lewis in his role as Damn Yankees, it's a baseball suit. It's white with red pinstripes and a 666 on the back, a hat, scarf, assorted bow ties, a pair of devil horns, and a huge hair tonic stain on the collar.
Well, they should put a bounty out.
The suit is... Well, we didn't say it was stolen yet. The suit was stolen from his dressing room.
I said it was stolen.
Valued at $9,000 that night. That was last Saturday night. Jerry Lewis had to perform in a different suit. I don't know what suit that was. And if anyone out there in the Buffalo area knows what happened to Jerry Lewis's devil suit, give us a call here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Do they get the show in Buffalo?
They might. The phone number is 749-1444.
You're a sweetheart.
Kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, all right.
Thanks for your call, Scott.
So long, Mother Scratchers.
So Bye. Long, Scott Barlow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, you sinners, and gather.